Hello, this is Betsy Walsh, Head of Reader Services here at the Folger. This portrait of Henry Clay Folger and that of his wife Emily are by noted British artist Frank O. Salisbury and were commissioned by the Folgers specifically for their Shakespeare Library. Shortly after their marriage in 1885, Henry Folger bought for his bride a reduced facsimile edition of the first folio so that, as he put it, she could see the plays as they were first presented to the world. For this volume, he paid the princely sum of $1.25. Emily Folger once called this facsimile the cornerstone of the Folger Library. From the beginning, the main focus of the Folgers' collecting was Shakespeare, especially folio editions of the works, and most particularly first folios. When he began collecting, Folger bought whatever folios were available. In later years, as his financial resources grew, he became more discriminating in his purchasing. Between 1897 and 1928, he acquired the 82 copies of the first folio, which now form the heart of the Folger Library collection. By the time of his death in 1930, Henry Folger had accumulated more copies of the first folio than had been assembled in any one place since its publication in 1623. During his career, Folger was sometimes criticized as a hoarder for the way in which he cornered the Shakespeare market. But the true motive behind his collecting was the belief that it was important to compare large numbers of texts so that variants could be found. The study of these variants would help establish the true text of Shakespeare and provide insight into the printing and publishing history of the time. These are many of the same interests which occupy the more than 800 researchers who pass through the Folger reading rooms each year to make use of Henry Folger's magnificent collection.